I know that took a lot of time to prepare and present. Thank you very much for being with us. It's at this time in our agenda is normally the time that we have for public comment. We do not have any today, but I do want to make a note that the group that was expressing their concerns this morning had really applied for public comment, but because of our policy of not allowing it because of ongoing negotiations, we couldn't allow it. So I appreciate them being here. I do think that they have shared some comments that we will share with the board, but that's why that situation, it's our policy and how we operate. Well, now it's time to do our voting effort as trustees. One is the regular voice vote agenda, several items, and the rest of the items are part of what we call the roll call agenda, and we'll do the regular voice vote first. The items on the regular agenda were listed in the materials distributed to the board and posted. The secretary will read the title of all items. After she's read them, we'll discuss any open issues, although I do understand, and you've also commented on your committee reports, that they've been covered in your committees, and I know that there's been some questions and some follow-up, so I think everyone is pretty well coming to this meeting prepared to deal with them. But if we do have a discussion after that, we'll vote on all items. We'll vote as a group. Of course, if anyone's wish to vote uniquely on any one of the items, that can be accommodated just by letting Susan know when we're recording the vote. Susan, if you would, as secretary, would you read the items on the regular voice vote agenda?
Certainly. A1, approve minutes of Board of Trustees meeting. Number 1, appoint Executive Director for Governmental Relations. 2, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 3, appoint Interim Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs and Provost, Springfield. 4, appoint Interim Dean, Library Instructional Services, Springfield. 5, sabbatical leaves of absence, 2016-17. 6, appoint faculty fellows to the Institute for Humanities, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Chicago. 7, establish the Master of Science in Data Analytics, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Springfield. 8, establish the Bachelor of Arts in Theater, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Springfield. 9, reorganize the Department of Pediatrics, College of Medicine at Peoria, Chicago. 10, reappoint member to the Advisory Board, Division of Specialized Care for Children in Springfield, Chicago. 11, name the Glenn Netto Health and Wellness Center, College of Medicine at Rockford, Chicago. 12, name the Olga M. Jonasson MD Classroom, Library of the Health Sciences, Chicago. 13, amend the University of Illinois Hospital Medical Staff Bylaws, Chicago. 14, approve student health insurance rates for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield campuses, academic year 2016-17. Thank you.
All right. Is there a motion to approve these items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion of the items that have been summarized? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The next session is a roll call agenda. These are items that are specifically require a roll call vote in which we are polled individually. We will attempt to do this on the entire collective package of items. And of course, if anyone would like to vote uniquely on any one item, they may indicate when they're called by the roll. Susan, if you would, please review the items.
Certainly. 15, award construction contracts for renovation, Everett Laboratory, Urbana. 16, award construction contract for renovation, Irwin Center for Doctoral Study in Business, Urbana. 17, award construction contract for student union, Springfield. 18, increase project budget, and award construction contract for main building addition, Construction Engineering Research Laboratory, Urbana. 19, employ construction manager for design center facility, Urbana. 20, health services facility system revenue bond, series 2013A alternate projects. 21, approved project for research laboratories, Medical Sciences Building, Chicago. 22, increase project budget and amend professional services consultant contract for Clinical Performance Center, College of Medicine, Chicago. 23, award construction contracts for medical and electrical upgrades, University of Illinois Medical Center, Chicago. 24, purchase recommendations. 25, appoint head varsity coach, football, Urbana. 26, authorize settlement, Chavez versus Holterman et al. 27, authorize settlement, Abasanya versus Hassan et al. Thank you.
Is there a motion to pass these items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion of any of the items that we will be voting on individually? All right, hearing none. Susan, if you would, call the roll of trustees for the vote.
Certainly. Mr. Cepeda.
Yes to all.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes to all.
Mr. Fitzgerald. Mr. Hall.
Yes to all.
Ms. Hasera.
Yes to all.
Ms. Holmes. Dr. Kortz.
Yes to all.
Mr. McClinton.
Yes to all.
Mr. McMillan.
Yes to all.
Mr. Montgomery.
Yes to all except 26 and 27, with respect to which I abstain.
26 and 27 abstain. Thank you. Governor Rauner. Ms. Smart.
Yes to all.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes to all.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. I think that concludes that we have approval of all the items. Just a comment on two or three things. You all received over the last couple of weeks an update on Blue Waters and NCSA. I know Trustee Montgomery, you asked about that in the audit budget facilities.
Make sure that machine is working.
it's remarkable what it does, what it can do, the backlog of opportunities to use that facility. So hopefully you had a chance to get an update on that. I would comment that today there is another opening at the Research Park for the demonstration center, which I am fascinated at seeing what's going on, that I think will be, Barb, another attraction for companies to come here and be a part of what we're doing. I think that's all that I would add at this point. President Kleen, I think you have some comments.
Well, just I'd like to ask Vice President Pierre to give a very brief update on progress on the website that I reported on at the last meeting and promised you an update at this meeting, very short on our dashboard work.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. So I'm going to give you a 5-minute demo, interactive lecture about the report card, which is associated with the new version of the university website. And I'm sure that you're all familiar by now with the university website for the U of I. Okay, is this? Okay, I'm a Mac user, so I'm kind of struggling with the mouse here. Okay, so this is the new look for the university website, which the president presented at the January meeting. If you scroll down, you're looking at really the five highlighted area which are critical to admission, namely academic excellence, research and discovery, economic development, public engagement, and healthcare. And the idea is that later on, hopefully relatively soon, each of these areas will have a report card associated with it. So today I'm going to give you a highlight of what's been done to date, which is really in the, looks like there's a delay on that mouse, on the academic excellence area. So let me go to that area. So this is the academic excellence area. If you scroll down, there's a number of data which are presented here, some key metrics about number of degrees and graduation rate, key programs here at the you can be redirected to web pages of each campus, and then additional data about where students come from, and I believe you've seen that last time, and more about accessibility equation, transfer students, and so on. So what I'm going to show you today is about the report card, which is really that insert in case you know you or someone is interested in exploring in depth the data. And the idea behind this, I'm going to go to this report card. The idea behind this is really to be transparent, not necessary for its own sake, but really we think that there is some good things to know about the university and to tell the world about the university. We are holding also ourselves accountable, and then finally we're providing really a resource for the public, for you, the trustees, and other constituents like legislative staffs and so on. So this is where we are today. This is essentially the first installment for a few metrics for the University of Illinois report card. We could have waited to have more data, more metrics to show this, but we thought it would be good at this point to post online what we have, and then also we can use your feedback to inform how we're going to complement it in the future. I should note that this is live. This went live last Thursday, so you can all use it on your iPads or computers right now. Hopefully it won't bring the website down. but I wanted to show you what it looked like. I should also point out that all this data can be downloaded. I'm not going to do it here, but you can download the data into an Excel spreadsheet, so really very convenient. So let me just point out this original report card. So the metrics we're looking at are enrollment, a number of degrees issued, graduation rate for undergraduates, and with the first to second year retention rate for undergraduates, and both aggregated at the university system level, but also for each campus. So as you hover over each of these data points, you can look at the current value, for example, here of the graduation rate, the target that the campus, each campus has set, and then the change from last year. Say a few words about the targets. So the targets for these metrics have been set by each campus, and each data point you can see here has been scaled relative to the target, which shows as a dotted black line. I'm sorry, the mouse has a delay here, so I can really point to that vertical line, but you see it right here. These are preliminary targets that each campus have set. As you know, each campus is working on an enrollment management plan, which is, I think the plans are due in the middle of May, and the targets then for enrollments, number of degrees, and so on, will be finalized at that point. So look at these targets that I'm showing here in a preliminary way. So below that, for the enrollment university level, you have the evolution of that metric over the past 10 years, and you can see that enrollment has grown significantly at the university over the past 10 years. And then if I scroll down, I have the breakdown of the enrollment between the undergraduate, graduate, and professional students, and also a breakdown of first-time freshmen versus transfer students. So what is kind of nifty is that I can get this kind of evolution for each metric here. So if I click on number of degrees issued for the university system, I see the evolution over time of that number of degrees, and you can see again a significant increase, and here the breakdown between each each campus, and then the number of degrees about 21,000 last year, and again a breakdown between student level. So you can do this, and let me show you another one. If I go to the Chicago campus and look at the graduation rates, and you can see that the graduation rate reached 60% last year for the Chicago campus, and that's really an enormous improvement over the graduation rate from 10 years ago, which I cannot be able to seem to, okay, I got it, 49%. So tremendous evolution in the graduation rate. So that's the basic idea. And so now I'd like to switch to the last slide and talk to you very briefly about what's coming up next. So next we're going to expand these metrics in the academic excellence category. We're going to look at metrics like number of applications, average ACTs or high school rank of our applicants, of students who are coming to U of I, the financial aid numbers that are being awarded in terms of MAP, Pell, institutional financial aid, things like loan default rates, and the SAM student achievement measure, which is an improved graduation rate that includes not only first-time freshmen but also transfer students who come to university. So clearly the sky is the limit, but we're going to have to be somewhat selective, but we're going to enrich that database in those directions. Another dimension is that we'd like to provide additional level of detail. Level of detail so far has been university system and each campus, but we can also drill down certainly by college. We'll certainly do that, and maybe even, that's going to be a lot of data, but by degree program or by academic unit. And then, finally, the expansion in the last dimension, which is not only to look at the academics metrics, but also the other areas, research, economic development, healthcare, and public engagement, the other areas of the original website that I showed you at first. Thank you.
Thank you. So we wanted to share this with you. It's part of the commitment to transparency, evidence-based decision-making, and to answer the questions that Trustee Estrada is always well known for in terms of what if, when, how, as he delves into things. And I mean that in a friendly way, Trustee Estrada. We're trying to really provide this to the fingertips of not just the trustees, incidentally, but also the legislators. So we'll have clickable maps by legislative boundary as well to make sure that everything about University of Illinois system is well known and accessible to everybody.
My compliments to you for pursuing this and developing it and expanding it. I, Trustee Courts and Sarah and Montgomery, remember many trustee meetings where we worked on dashboards and talked about dashboards and the content of those. This is putting much of that we used to look at access for the media, for the public and consumption. And I think, particularly as you look at many of the things that Christoph pointed out, you not only are showing your current performance, but also the levels of expectation that you all are putting on your own campuses and departments and colleges. And I think that's great. That continues to challenge us to be even better going forward. The site for reaching it, everyone has, I think, in your packet of that. For those who don't necessarily have that, just going on the University of Illinois site will take it to it.
UIllinois.edu takes you to the website, and you can delve into the academic excellence, and you'll see where we're going with this kind of interactive media presentation of data.
Yes, Jill.
I think this is great, by the way. I mean, I'm all about metrics. One thought might be, and maybe you were going to do this already, is to really align it more explicitly with your four pillars. Because on that last slide where I saw they're going to create one for research, for economic impact, because that might be a way to get you know, the, I mean, you want those four pillars, like, just to be, like, everybody to recognize what they are, and maybe even if you just organize it that way, it'll be another venue to do that.
Thank you very much for that comment. We need to get the data warehouse and all of the verified data and things going, and then we can order it in pretty much custom ways, and that'll be obviously an important one to do.
Yeah, and I just mean really call out, here are the four pillars of the strategy, you know, like really good.
You know, one other thing I would add, in addition to Trustee Estrada asking lots of questions about things, there are three student trustees in here who have asked a lot of questions about things, and I think this kind of a site helps enrich that collection of information that can come forward. So I thank each of the three of you for continuing to pursue information and transparency, and thank you for that. Okay, anything else on that?
No, thank you very much.
Christoph, thank you again. We'll look forward to the next update. I will ask, is there any old business to come before the board? Seeing none, is there any new business coming before the board? All right. I take a moment to announce our future board meetings. As you remember, we'll be in Springfield on May the 19th. We'll be back in Urbana on July the 20th. And that will be a two-day meeting, with the 20th being the retreat and the 21st being the meeting. And then we'll be back here again in September. Remind everyone that on May the 18th, the day before the board meeting in Springfield, we will have an opportunity, Rick, as you volunteered, to spend time with legislators. Hopefully by then the budget will be resolved and we can be giving thanks, but certainly we'll look forward to working side by side with our legislative leadership in that process. So I look forward to that. We have a unique situation for those of you in the audience. We don't have an exec session to go into afterwards, and Susan has assured me that we've got plenty of food in the other room. So we as a board will be going to the other room for lunch. Anyone here that would like to come join us, have a chance for maybe a little social interaction with this steely-eyed group of people around this table would be very great. I would remind the trustees, I think most of you are going to be going on the tour of the Eikenberry Commons facility this afternoon. We will load on a bus out front of the Union.
Yes.
At 1 o'clock to go to that tour. We'll bring you back here, and then you can go, so you don't have to worry about finding a place to park over by Eikenberry Commons. I believe that's all, unless Mr. President, Mrs. Secretary, if you have anything else.
Correct.
I would certainly entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
That was unanimous. All in favor say aye.
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 Thanks again, everybody, and anyone that wants to, come join us for lunch.
Thanks.